This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, The Usual Suspects, still 4-2 in the books, one to go, plenty more show. Been pretty draft intensive with the first round tonight in Philadelphia. The caller a little while ago was talking about the Cowboys right now. Last mock draft from ESPN has them going to the secondary, but going to Marlon Humphrey out of Alabama.
What was that?
Marlon Humphrey out of Alabama, a corner going. That's the last mock draft ESPN has with McShay and such. Dallas going to the defensive secondary.
Okay. All right.
And again, things are going to change. And there's going to be plenty of moving variables. We mentioned Mixon and Conley and guys like that. I mean, look, there's a lot of guys. Look, Dalvin Cook has fallen like a lead balloon because, for the most part, off-the-field issues are a big concern. So we'll see how it all plays out.
But as well they should be. I mean, the NFL needs to be super sensitive about anything off the field.
Without question.
Yeah.
And look, and as these college guys that are finding second chances, they're going to find out college is a whole lot easier than the NFL when you get into the real world, too.
So here's the deal. We're getting some texts where people are starting to, hey, are you guys not doing that 45-second shot clock on the callers? Somebody said, hey, I appreciate and respect that you guys take the callers and listen and allowing fans to get involved, but there's a reason you're the host and we're the listeners. So maybe we need to do that since it's draft day. Let's implement our 45-second shot clock. So if you're calling about the draft, that's fantastic. We want you to call. Please call. But we're going to limit it to about 45 seconds.
Well, let's also be clear, though, that we specifically said for the regular listeners.
Yeah.
The guys that we know, we were the ones that were going to implement the shot clock a little more.
It's called the Kurt Lowe rule, but it's going to apply to more.
I said that yesterday. Yeah,
it's going to apply to more than just a few. But, maybe today, because we're getting so many, let's just have
So here's how we'll do it.
Be succinct and concise with your words.
We'll give you 45 seconds. I'm not going to give you a 45-second clock, but the last 10 seconds, if you start hearing something, it means you got to wrap
the
up.
From Jeopardy, okay. It's time to move on.
Yeah.
Or no, what do you have?
I have the 24 one.
The 24
which
countdown.
Which is fine.
I like it. Yeah,
it's about 10
perfect.
Seconds. It's like, it's 9.5 seconds.
If you hear that, wrap it up.
Yes.
Okay. I like it. So we've got Fred, Chuck, and Joseph on hold. So now you guys, I know you heard it, so be ready.
All right. Let's go first to Fred. Fred, what's up?
First time calling, loving the show.
Appreciate it, Fred. What's up, man?
I'm new to Houston. I'm real not a Houston fan, but I feel for you Houston fans. And y'all talking about drafting a quarterback. Once y'all draft the position that you need and just wait till next year when the quarterback's going to come out. It's going to be real big in the next year's draft for quarterback.
Yeah, it's interesting, Fred, because we've talked about that as well. Next year's going to be a very top-heavy quarterback draft basically, for all intents and purposes, lottery pick like franchise quarterbacks coming out. I think the big thing if you're kind of new to Texas or the Houston fan base, there is no wait till next year. And this team has, stockpiled divisional championships and a couple playoff wins, but there is a pretty strong belief in this town that they are just a quarterback away from being a legit Super Bowl contending type team, or at least a conference championship type contending team. And I think that that's what fuels people. That's just my opinion, Barry, but I just don't think that that's acceptable for Texans fans.
Well, the problem is if you're going to get one of those QBs, those top three QBs.
Suck or make a
like
trade.
Like Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, or the kid from Wyoming, Josh Allen. Yep. Then those are all probably going to go in the top 10. So you're going to have to be one of the worst 10 franchises in the NFL this year. Are you willing to do that?
Or make a trade.
Do you want to do that? Yeah, or trade up, right. Which I don't know that the Texans would. I don't even know what picks they have next year. I'd have to look and see, what they have. If they have
their
second round.
And they lose their second next year, right? Because it goes to Cleveland.
Yeah, so you're going to have to suck, or you're going to have to take another project. So I don't know that that's waiting. Waiting is for teams like the Jags. Right? Like the Jags would, if they don't get a quarterback this year.
Niners.
Yeah. Well, they got their quarterback. I mean, they didn't they who'd they sign? They Hoyer. No,
they signed Hoyer for a year.
Oh, is it 1 year?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, so the Niners would be a good one. Yeah, Niners can go out and suck. Maybe that's why they only signed Hoyer and they won't pick a quarterback this year.
Right.
But yeah, teams like that, Niners, Jags, go ahead and suck, make the top 10, and get you one of those big three that I think a lot of people think could be a franchise quarterback or closer to it than this year.
There you go. All righty, let's go to Chuck. Chuck wants to talk a little Texans. What's up, Chuck? Chuck, you there?
Chuckster.
Chuck once. Chuck twice. Gone. Chuck, all if right. It was a bad connection or otherwise, if it was something on our part, just call back.
Yeah.
Joseph, you've been waiting a while. What's up, Joseph?
How y'all doing, gentlemen? Barry and Nick.
What's up, Joseph? How's it going, man?
Well.
Did you just say Joel?
Yes, I said Joel. Hey, I give Barry hell all the time. I got to spread the love.
Yeah, at least he listens. he knew about Joel.
Exactly.
We haven't brought it up
exactly.
in a while.
Continue, Joseph.
Hey, what are the chances the Texans are going to go completely off the direction, what everyone wants them to go, and just draft someone like T.J. Watt or someone off the wall that no one's expecting?
You know, I think there's a chance. I'm not saying it's T.J. Watt, but I'm saying, look, if you go back and look at everybody that's done mock drafts minus Trey, and you really try and look at how accurate they are, they're really not that accurate. You know, there are teams that are putting up smoke screens and sending out, you know, false information, trying to, you know, sway teams away from guys they like or try and encourage teams to believe that they're leaning a certain way when they're not. So there's so much slinging mud and BS that's out there that it is possible they go a different direction. I just don't know if the entire city is ready for another Watt in this town.
How bad would your head explode?
When he starts doing the first HEB commercial and mom's in the middle, I think that I would be close to a migraine.
Here's the problem, Joseph, is that TJ Watt is going to be considered an edge rusher more than anything in the NFL. The Texans already have two of those. Why add a third one? I get it if, you know, Clowney isn't going to be re-signed or whatever, but they already have two premier edge rushers. So I don't know that they would do that. They're certainly not going to load up the box with T.J. Watt in the middle. He's going to rush from the edge. So, but I see what you're saying as far as getting outside the box.
Right.
I don't want them to do that. Go with the smart, safe pick where you have a need. That's just what – be conservative, be smart. Don't be silly. Don't do nothing crazy.
That's our job.
Yeah. Don't do nothing crazy. Appreciate the call, Joseph.
All right. There you have it. So, again, you know, I hear all this stuff too. But the one thing that I know, even just being around, like, the draft in a different league, is the agents are out there planting information.
Sure.
They're lobbying, you know, and trying to sway teams and personnel guys into believing either a team's looking for a certain position or looking at a certain player, and then if they don't like that fit. I mean, Travis was in here for a long time talking about the fact that, you know, aside from ending up in Houston and loving the city and the franchise and the way he was treated, he never thought the Texans should have taken him at all because he never played that defense in college and it was the wrong fit. And if he had been taken either one pick earlier or later, he'd have been in a system playing a defense that he had played his whole life. He thought it would have affected his career in a lot of different ways. But again, that's just to the fact that a lot of times, too, there's a lot of smoke screens, a lot of things out there, a lot of things that we don't know about that are going back and forth. And sometimes the fit's right, sometimes it's not. But that's the beauty of the NFL draft, I guess.
Yeah.
So, all right, we got plenty of show still to get to. Right now, I want to tell you guys about the Houston Can Cars for Kids program. I've been telling you guys about it for a long time now. It's a great program because you make it work. All you got to do is look around your yard, your garage, out in the field. You might have an old clunker, even if it's not working, collecting rust and dust, and you've thought, I need to either scrap that or put an ad in the paper and get rid of it because it's just not, it's an eyesore for me. But that eyesore can be a huge benefit to the Houston Can Cars for Kids program. If it's a truck, it's a car, a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, or a trailer, either it's running or not, all you do is pick up the phone and call 713-225-4226 or HoustonCarsForKids.com. They do the rest. They come to you with a tow truck. They take away the vehicle. They do all the paperwork. They give you a nice tax deduction. And then they put the wheels in motion and start to process that vehicle into a resource for kids trying to get a second chance at an education. Could be book money. Could be warm meals. Could be eyeglasses or bus fare. They provide resources so kids can focus on what's most important, that is getting an education and completing the curriculum. It's a great program. program, and you, the people of Houston, can feel great about it because your donations make it work. 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, the blowtorch that is Patrick Creighton just decided to stop in during the break. We always appreciate family stopping in to say hi as we continue to roll on. 45 minutes to go in The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel, and a cast of thousands. And we had Mario Elie on in the first hour, so you can check the podcast on that. Lots of good draft conversation since. Again, promoing my partner's article that you guys need to catch. Barry wrote a very extensive article on the draft, which starts tonight. So if you need to catch that, it is
HoustonSportsAndStuff.com. And I think I just retweeted it. So you can go follow me at Barry is funny. Yeah, I kind of break down that first round pick. I think next year, you know, I enjoyed actually sitting down and doing all this and looking at, okay, what are all the needs ahead of them? And I think I might do a whole first round mock next year. Just to
show that Trey's not the only guy that can do it?
Yeah, because I started looking at it, and I got through most of the picks ahead of 25 just breaking down what the needs were. So, yeah, I think I might do that next year just for fun, just to see. And then see how accurate or inaccurate it is, which I'm pretty sure it's going to be inaccurate.
So this year when Trey will end up with more correct picks than all the experts. So that'll show you what an inexact science it is.
Rain Man was good at poker.
Good call, and Wheel of Fortune. And Jeopardy.
And then my favorite text of the day wasn't the Patriots of Scientology. It was that somebody texted me and said, TJ Watt is a tight end. Okay.
Wow.
All righty. And then somebody wants to know, is TJ Watt as thirsty as his brother? Oh.
Maybe more so.
Better believe it.
You guys know I watch every game. For the Badgers, and TJ was an offensive player. Last year was his first year playing defense, but you best believe he got the salute down real quick every time he got a sack.
Yeah,
he looked just like JJ when he got any tackle behind the line of scrimmage or quarterback sack. So he's learned very quickly.
I can't find him on anyone's list for tight ends.
No,
unbelievably, can you believe that?
And he didn't deliver pizza either.
At least he's a hybrid, just like Big Bro running those balls and catching those balls at the 5-yard line.
Hey, Gary, you want to get in here and talk about the draft? What's up?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Listen to you guys every day on my way home from work.
Appreciate it, Gary.
I got something interesting that I just want you all to hear me out.
Okay.
So there's not a single quarterback in this draft that the Texans can get that's really a viable starter. Okay. So why not this? Jay Cutler has expressed interest in still playing. And 3 out of the last 4 years, Jay Cutler has averaged 23 touchdowns and 13 interceptions, which is an average starting quarterback. Why not sign Jay Cutler to a 2-year deal, draft someone next year that can learn underneath him, and use him as a serious bridge? Thanks. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I don't have a problem with that. The fact that the Romo thing didn't work out, Romo was going to be a Band-Aid. I'm okay with Band-Aiding this team for a couple of years with a guy that just keeps you in the game. I mean, Cutler is going to make his fair share of bonehead mistakes. There is no doubt about that. But I will lay money that Jay Cutler has never thrown a fumble. Can't say the same thing about Brock.
Jeez.
Do you remember the fumble that he threw?
Yeah.
He threw a fumble. Cutler has never done that. So, yeah, he's going to make...
Don't put it past Jay Cutler, by the way. If there's one guy that I would not buy into right away that was true, it would be me.
Says the Packer fan.
Yes.
Fair point, sir. Fair point. But, yeah, no, I'm fine with that. And you know what? I'll even relent on my anti-Colin Kaepernick stance. I mean, after looking at it, and I think it was shock that kind of convinced me that he's not as bad as you think. If you look at his numbers, he was somewhere in the middle of the pack. He definitely would be better than Savage or Brandon Whedon. I would even be okay with that as a Band-Aid. As a Band-Aid. But here's the thing. What do we say next year? The top three quarterbacks are going to go in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
If you go out and get these guys, the chances that you're going to be in the top 10 is they diminish significantly. So
you're going to have to orchestrate a trade just to even sniff it.
If you, yeah, and do you have the assets and right. the brains to pull that off?
Well, and then we get into that whole other ballgame we talked about, as well as then we get the other one, which is, would you trade J.J. Watt, which is, we don't have enough showtime for that. But yeah, I mean, look, that's the thing. I like Cutler better than any alternative that I'm looking at right now. I'm with the Houston fan base 115% that there's enough talent on this team that I don't want them to rest on the two that they have and trying to draft someone that they're going to groom. I don't think they're in that position. I don't think that they're a rebuild team right now. So I think there's got to be, whether by a trade or via free agency, and we know there's slim pickings on the free agent market, but I really believe that there has to be an option that they have to get, not just consider, but they have to get one more guy for this year, and maybe, like you said, this year and one more, and go a two-year deal, but to keep them where they have been at least for the last couple of years. Maybe not make them contenders in the AFC, but at least get them to being competitive to win another division title, possibly win another playoff game. There has to be another guy out there. They have to make one move.
Yeah.
Whether draft or free agency.
Yeah. No, true. I pulled up the Wonderlic scores, by the way.
Okay.
I found them.
All right.
Larry Ogunjobi. I don't know if I pronounced that right. Yeah, he's from Charlotte.
Not
36.
Our fault.
Brad Kaya, first QB, 34, was the second highest.
Kid from Miami.
Yep. Nathan Peterman, the quarterback from Pittsburgh, had a 33. Jake Butt, the tight end from Michigan, a 32. By the way, did you see Jake Butt landed a endorsement deal? From Charmin.
Nice.
Charmin is endorsed. Yeah, the toilet paper.
I thought it was
going
to be your monkey butt.
The toilet. Yeah, that would be good. But a toilet paper company is endorsing. I got an endorsement deal.
How'd
with
that
Jake
work out?
Butt.
How'd that happen?
Jake Butt.
Yeah, his last name's Butt.
Toilet paper company.
Wow.
Come on,
that's
Nick.
Just because of his last name.
Do I have
name?
To write this down?
But just
because
of his last name?
Yeah, of course.
Nick, if we have to put plus two to get you there.
Miles Garrett, your number one pick, came in with the fifth highest Wonderlic score.
That's a good sign.
31. And then Trevor Knight, A&M quarterback, came in with a 30. And so 5-6, the Aggies go. Gig them. And your boy, your tight end extraordinaire, T.J. Watt. Oh, wait.
my boy, the tight end.
T.J. Watt comes in with a 29. Running those balls and catching those balls. Yeah.
I'm sorry that was random. I couldn't help it.
I'm glad you picked up on that. Thank you.
I couldn't help it.
Thank you.
That was very good, Nick.
Josh Dobbs, 29. DeShone Kizer, 28. So a lot of the QBs. You notice I haven't mentioned Trubisky?
No, but here's
25.
The thing. To Kizer's defense, or whatever you want to say,
mm-hmm.
if you go to Notre Dame on scholarship take advantage of the educational aspects of it, you're an idiot.
Yeah. Trubisky had a 25. Patrick Mahomes had a 24. And I was trying to see where DeShone Watson is, but I don't see him on this list here. And then Joe Mixon had a 12. Oh, there's DeShone Watson with a 20.
What was VY's?
Dalvin Cook with an 11. And the offensive tackle from Utah, Garrett Bowles, with a 9.
Ouch.
Yeah, and I saw a thing that somebody was talking about. This kid will lead the NFL in both pancake blocks and penalties. Well, Mr. 9 on the Wonderlic.
What was VY's that everybody criticized? Was it a 12 that year?
I don't remember. It was pretty low, though.
So if my man's getting a 9 and an 11, they can't even get their name right, or what?
No, they say 11 is average intelligence.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't remember what VY's was. I'm trying to see if I can find it really quickly. So it says he scored a 6 on the Wonderlic. And then the official told reporters that the score of 6 was not correct to re-administer the test, in which VY scored a 16.
Okay.
So his original score was a 6.
Mm.
Yeah. So Garrett Bowles has a 9. Reuben Foster, linebacker from Alabama, had a 9. Leonard Fournette, 11. So I think we've covered most of them.
I think the second time he took it, he actually spelled out Vince and Young instead of just putting VY. That might have been the kicker
cold.
There.
That's cold-blooded.
All right. Thanks, Bill. And from Friendswood to Channelview, we're raining threes from 1 to 4 every single day. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, Nick, and Barry till 4, about a half hour to go in the show as we get ready for the first round of the NFL draft. Looks like some not-so-friendly skies in Cleveland may delay the start of the Astros-Indians game tonight. Not a bad thing if you're an Astros fan if that thing gets postponed, simply because Corey Kluber is on the mound for the Tribe.
Maybe not catch him the next series.
Maybe cash him some other time when he isn't on the hill would be fantastic.
Yeah, that would be good. Real quick, you know, yesterday we had that weird new producer in there with you. What was his name?
Chris, right?
Oh, Chris, yeah.
Chris was in there, and Chris was wearing sunglasses. And I said, I don't trust anyone that wears sunglasses indoors. And then last week, Nick, you were walking around smiling. For no damn, or was it Monday? It was Monday.
It was Monday, yeah.
Yeah. Nick was walking around all smiley smile.
Why can't I smile?
Smiley Cyrus looking. That's a joke from, who does that? Sam Damaris.
Yeah.
He was a Smiley Cyrus. That's what you reminded me of. Just walking around smiling.
Just in the good mood.
And so it got me thinking about the 10 people like that I don't trust. Not 10, but I made a list, basically, of people that I don't trust. And would it be okay if I shared with you guys this list?
As long as I'm not higher than 6, yeah.
Yeah, let's do this. Let's get JJ. Let's do JJ first, like we said.
All right.
And but JJ, I want you to know, brother, you got a 45-second shot clock, so don't get run. What's
Sorry,
up, man?
That doesn't apply to me, Barry, because
yes, it does.
You really hurt my feelings last week. You had Joel out of town cuz Joel wouldn't have done this to me. But you had Jerome Solomon on, and you had me on hold for 45 minutes, not 45 seconds, and I dropped the call, and you never referenced it. You've never done that to me, Barry. What's up with that?
Man.
Joel wouldn't have done it.
Never, JJ. You know I would never have done that. Dude, we're too tight for that.
Bro,
and then I called in an hour and a half ago almost, and Nick calls me back and says, hey, we're going to let you call back in, and we're going to talk about the Rockets, because I didn't want to regurgitate everybody calling in on the draft, because all they're doing is telling everybody that's listening the same thing that Joel and Barry have been talking about for 2 hours.
Right.
I want to hear somebody bring up something fresh. So here's why I called in. I was going to talk about the draft, but Barry, I read your article. Well done, sir.
Thanks.
Well done.
Thank you.
And I know Jerome got in there and didn't stop talking so that you forgot about me. But if I want to get, you know, Astros, NFL talk, you guys are awesome. If I want Rockets, I want to listen to Nick and Joel, who really break them down well. And if I want comedy and porn, I'm going to go to Barry.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll take that. That doesn't hurt my feelings.
No, it does. Go, you know, because we know where that all references back about the who would you want on the sideline back in the day. But anyway, the only thing I wanted to get, and I hope, Joel, maybe you and Nick will talk about it tomorrow because, you know, I listen every day. When you get a chance, just go to the next matchup with the Rockets. I don't care if it's a Grizzlies or Spurs. And talk about the Rockets passing up on their three-point shooting, and I think last game they're like 6 for 37. They're not beating anybody if they don't start dropping those threes. So I'd like you to, you know, expound on that maybe tomorrow on the show. But I did have to call in and give Barry a little grief because, I mean, 45 minutes, never take the call. Come on, man.
Hey, we appreciate the call. As always, JJ, I just want to point out that I think, I don't know, was that on Friday, Nick?
The 45-minute thing?
Yeah.
I don't even remember.
Because that's when we had Shock and Jerome and you and me. Trust me. No one listens to me.
That was like a four-man show. It was,
yeah.
We didn't take a lot of calls.
No, yeah. And sometimes, bro, there's people. I've seen guys sit on hold for 50 minutes
plus
to
I
an
didn't,
hour.
I was tempted to throw out the clock on them, and I just didn't.
Yeah, we probably should have. But what? I felt bad now because he waited on hold for 45 minutes last week.
Yeah.
So maybe we let that one slide this time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're still going to have to start.
I know Joel wouldn't have done that. That's all I know. I'm just saying. Damn right, JJ.
I like how he excluded you from the Rockets talk. Nick and Joel can break down the Rockets, but you can't. Yeah. Sorry, Barry.
You like that?
Which article was good.
Comedy and porn.
But next time he starts sending like crotch shots, they're coming to you first on Twitter.
Stay in your lane, bro. Don't talk Rockets. Don't you dare talk
this from
Rockets.
The one-handed driver. Stay in your lane, bro.
You talk comedy and porn, Barry. You're just the tassels on the nipple. You're not what we're here to see. Look, Nick's like, can you say that?
No, I wasn't worried about it. I'm convinced now that if anything goes over there that's not supposed to, I'm just throwing you under the bus.
No doubt. I have no doubt about that. All right, here's my list of people I don't trust. I spent a lot of time on this. And by a lot of time, I meant like 2 minutes. And there's more. There's obviously more. There's a lot that people were throwing at me. Because, you know, you can't put anything out. People always have to make it, quote, better by adding to the list that I created. And some of them were okay, and some of them were just absolutely lame. But this is the I don't trust people with one long pinky nail, but none of the other nails are long.
I've seen it. I know people like that.
I don't trust those people, man. I don't trust people who walk around holding their hands behind their back. You ever seen those dudes that walk around almost like a speed skater, but they're not speed. They just keep their hands behind their back. I don't trust those people. I don't trust people who wear sunglasses indoors, except blind people. I trust blind people. I don't trust guys like the weirdo that was in here yesterday.
He's going to be Producer an employee, Chris. And you just keep killing the dude.
I kill Trey. He's no different. Trey doesn't even get a check.
No, he's different. Don't kid yourself. Yeah, don't
Trey
kid
doesn't
yourself.
Even get a check, and I roast Trey. I don't trust people who walk around with their hands in their pockets, front or back. Especially back. Back is super weird. Like, if you keep both your hands, if you stand somewhere with your hands in your pockets, that's a little different. But if you walk and you keep both hands in your front pockets, that's weird. I don't trust you that much. But if you have them in the back, I really don't trust you. Because I feel like you're holding your ass while you walk and just seeing how that feels or something. That's not right. I don't trust people who smile for no reason. That's Nick. That Nick, you were the inspiration. I want you to know. You were the inspiration.
I might fall in the front pockets.
Are you
category
two? Are you both hands in the pockets while you walk, guy?
I might.
And if you smile, I just want to punch you in the face. I don't trust people who still carry pocket watches. There's no reason for that. Use a phone, Grandpa. We don't need that.
Yeah, I don't know why anybody would carry a pocket
watch. I don't know. You see it, though. I don't trust people who use a straw and a can of soda.
Yeah.
You ever seen those guys?
Uh-huh.
I don't trust those people.
Don't say just guys now.
That's
or
true.
In a drink. Honestly, if you get a drink at the bar and you drink
no,
it at the
I
cup.
Don't mind. Now, I drink because on stage, like I'll have a Crown and Coke on
and
stage.
And you'll drink it out the straw?
Yeah. Because
can't be trusted.
That's hygiene.
I don't can't want it to trusted. Spill because I'll spill it down my shirt if I do a regular one. It'll go straight down my shirt while I'm on stage. So this is all I have to have the straw.
Now, I'm with you on the hygiene because I actually don't order draft beers no more. I only do it in the bottle because I just don't trust them.
I give you props. I think the hygiene thing, especially in an establishment where their dishwashing
probably,
skills are not always
not clean.
I can't drink just lip to glass at a restaurant. I have to have a straw. But in a can of soda, like what? Why are you doing that? And, you know, you'll see, like, bottles of soda, too. I don't trust those people. I don't trust people who wear Teva sandals with jeans. I don't trust those people. They're usually hippies. I don't trust hippies. I wish hippies.
I'm going to be the dumb guy.
You don't know what Teva sandals are?
Are those the ones with the bottle opener in the heel?
No, those are the ones that they're.
I'm not kidding. There's those. My buddy die hard with those.
Teva sandals are the ones that are Velcro and they go across like between.
Oh, the Jerusalem Cruisers?
Yeah, and they go around the ankle and like just past the toes.
Yeah, so it looks like the straps from your backpack
those are called Teva sandals?
Those are called Teva sandals, and I don't trust people that wear those with jeans. It's usually hippies. Usually, like the hippies wear those.
If you wear them out, if you're out in my neighborhood, it's usually pretty much everybody.
I wish hippies. I wish hippies were like the hiccups. You could just scare them and they'd go away. All right. I don't trust people who use a wallet chain. I don't know why. I just don't trust.
They don't
people.
Trust you either, obviously.
No, I don't trust people with a wallet chain, and I don't trust people who wear suspenders and a belt. That's a no-no. You just pick one. Okay? Your pants can't be falling down that much that you need both. Pick a lane. It's either the belt lane or the suspender lane, or you can go no lane. You can go no belt or suspenders, and I'm okay with that. But you can't have both. You can't have your suspenders and wear a belt too. So there's my list of people I don't trust. I'm sure I could have added to this.
Yeah, I think I could have too. But it's a good little list.
I appreciate it. I put some thought into that. Like I said, I spent the better part of 2 minutes writing these down.
Well, I was talking about the concept, not your list, but the idea of coming up with 10. That's what I was talking about.
Bloody bastard, yeah. You. Anybody you don't trust? You guys? Anyone you would add to this? Give me one you would add to this list.
Go ahead, Nick.
People who drive. And
yeah, you can just stop right there. Me too.
People who drive and they got headphones on in the car. Like,
ooh,
why? Why do they do that?
Okay. I like
you
that.
Got, your radio doesn't work. You that can't fix it.
I like that. You can't hear the emergency sirens.
Yeah.
All right. I like that.
People who drive a truck and force their dog to be in the back bed. Especially on the highway.
You don't trust them or you
just
hate
them? I don't like them. I don't trust them. And I may hate them.
Okay. So there's a difference.
What if they're just cruising around the neighborhood and not going on the highway?
I still don't like it. It's not safe.
It isn't. It really isn't.
Yeah.
My dog would probably jump out.
And again, I could also say that about people that do it for other human beings, because there's plenty of those too in this city. But I hate that. That's just off the cuff real quick.
Okay. I got you. Thanks for letting me get that off my chest. After the incident yesterday and your weird high smiling ass on Monday.
We almost didn't see it. I mean, you've been doing so much bench press that it's actually hiding in the crevice between your two large pectorals.
What?
When you said thanks for letting me get off your chest.
Like, what?
It was hiding between in that big gap that you've created with those huge pectoral muscles.
Thanks.
Since you keep rubbing your chest.
I am buffing a little bit, huh? I'm getting buff.
No, you just wore a smaller shirt.
You don't think I'm getting buff?
In your white tee.
You don't think I'm getting buff?
I mean, I don't really pay attention to
you. How many push-ups could you do right now?
I could probably do about 30. That's about it. I would totally do 30 push-ups in front of you.
I banged out 35 this morning, bro. Get on my level. Get on my level. Now, there might have been a 2-second pause every 15 at the top.
You might have stopped.
Let those arms cool off for a second.
Let the knees down for a little bit.
No, never go knees down. Never go knees down.
First of all, no guy ever should do the knee push-up either.
Oh, dude, I saw it through the uniform.
No.
That guy I can't trust either.
That's a good point. Don't trust knee push-up guy.
Swear to God,
I was
going to
say, I've never done that. Like, I totally did that. Two times ago trying to lose weight, I was like 218, my fattest, and I had just started, just like day one. I couldn't do the push-ups regular.
Really?
Couldn't do 10. I had to drop to the knees and do the girl push-ups.
Here's the thing that I had
but
a problem with.
I can knock out. My goal is to get 50 by the end of
next
week.
After the ice bucket challenge, they went to the push-up challenge doing, like, for the military, 22 a day.
Right.
And then one of the guys I went to high school with is on Facebook posting it every day, and they're knee push-ups. And I'm like, they don't count.
Yeah, they don't.
Don't matter how bad a shape you're in, you cannot do knee push-ups.
No.
Man.
Chris from Beaumont wants to know, do we get the Dr. Pepper? Yes, sir. We sure did.
We did. I'm still consuming that.
Hey, did you drink the regular, the pure cane sugar
ones? I still have
it.
I still have them.
What? Dr.
You got to try that.
I'm drinking the regular ones.
One of the listeners heard that I had given up Diet Dr. Pepper and was only drinking Diet Coke, and he said, I'll convert you. I'll bring you some cases. So he brought me a couple cases.
That's how you do me.
All right,
we got one segment left to go.
You don't drink
soda. Barry and Nick show.
Hold on.
No.
I don't care if we shatter this break. You're not doing that. You don't drink soda. And two, you weren't here.
Doesn't mean I can't find a good use for it.
Oh, my. Get out of here.
I like the style in that regard. I criticized him a little bit, but I shouldn't have.
What?
The rewrapping of the gift and giving it away. I need to start doing that.
Joel the re-gifter.
Where did I get the title of re-gifter?
I don't trust people.
I know, remember
re-gift.
When you complained to Starbucks and got a whole bunch of free coffees?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
I don't re-gift them. I made sure you guys, when you needed coffee, got to use them.
Wait a minute. You complained. Hold on. We got to do this after the break. I need time for this one. I need time for this.
I shouldn't have brought it up.
Why is it every time you a-holes get in an argument, I get dragged in within half of it, and then
totally me. Like, I'll be messing with Barry, and I'm like, man, Joel's just sitting there not getting any heat.
Not getting any heat. He needs some heat.
Let me pick on Joel.
You look chilly over there, Joel.
It ain't chilly. It might be running the other direction.
Oh,
all right,
we got
one segment to go before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz. So don't be a stranger, but there's no chance you're getting anything in on this next segment based on what Barry just said. So, hey, every day 1 to 4, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Stay right here, stay right.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome to the Barry and Nick three-way.
What?
3 hours of Barry and Nick until they get into a fight, and then I'll be brought into it as a whipping boy to deflect. Usual Suspects till 4.
Embrace that, you re-gift. It's all good.
Yeah, let's get into
I'm not afraid to re-gift. I just don't. I don't think it came up as such. And by the way, those were not those Starbucks
those
cards.
Those are re-gifters.
No, yeah. I give them to you guys, but I didn't get them by complaining about coffee.
That's what it said on the coupon.
What they're used for, but I have a friend at Starbucks that just gives them to me.
We need to reset how this went down. Give us the details,
So
Nick.
It's Christmas time.
Okay.
Oh, BS. Like, it wasn't like a Christmas gift. It on was a day total that you Christmas wanted a gift. Coffee, you're so full of it.
And he's like, "Here, man, this is for Christmas.
You're
I really appreciate
your
help."
Your teeth.
Okay.
And then I read it, and the thing is, I don't even look at the card. Right. I actually go to Starbucks.
So now you feel guilty because you didn't get him anything.
No. Right. Well, God, that's not a problem.
So no, I immediately go to Starbucks. I'm trying to get my free cup of coffee.
Right.
But the lady in the first time I went, she was nice enough to not use it. Like, she just like, "Don't worry about it. Just have your free cup of coffee." So
you're obviously a complainer. Yeah.
So the next time I use it, I'm like, man, I'm going to actually look at this coupon. And it might not have been for Christmas. I was just messing with it. I don't know what it was for, honestly. He probably just threw it at me.
It was for Christmas. Don't lie.
No, you said you wanted a chestnut praline, whatever. And it was one of those days where we were all dragging. And I said, "Here, I'll buy." I got these. And I gave you and probably somebody else one.
So I look at you had a stack full. Yep. So I look at it and he's like, it's reading at the bottom, like in a small note. "We really apologize for the experience that you had the last time you went to Starbucks. Have a free drink on us." I'm like, oh, man. Joel went up to Starbucks. They messed up his... What's the drink that you get again?
An Americano.
Yeah, but it's longer than that.
That's racist.
I get an iced Americano with 5 equals and a splash of half and half. There you go. As opposed to you, look, who gets chestnut praline.
No.
What is it, chestnut praline?
Latte. You are no
latte.
Different. You are no different.
I, that's your opinion.
You basically, just because you're using different words...
So when you complained, did they put like too much half and half, or was it the...
Again, let me reiterate how I didn't complain. They were given to me by a friend who works there.
They put sweet and low instead of equal is what they did.
What is this Splenda crap? God.
And actually what happened was...
I want to talk to the manager.
The guy was a loyal... He is a loyal listener to the show.
What's his name? Call him out. What Starbucks is he at?
No, see, because I'm going to get the guy
dealer.
In trouble. Yeah, right.
You don't rat out your drug dealer. Page him. Tell him we
my
need
buddy
more.
Says to me, that producer guy, that little bitch that drinks that sissy coffee,
I think,
he goes, he's spending way too much money just to get caffeine. He goes, "Just give him one of these." So I was like, okay, I'll pass it on. But yet I get the hate. It's okay. I can take it. It's fine.
So you're not a regifter? Because you admitted there's nothing wrong with regifting.
I absolutely think that there is nothing wrong with regifting, as long as it's like still in like the official package and cellophane and everything like that, and you know you're never going to use it, and the people would be offended if you take it back. Like, if my mom got me something that was ridiculously bad, but I know that someone else might like it, and it was still, like I said, in the original packaging and everything like that, I would absolutely give it to somebody.
I'm trying to think, what's the last thing I've regifted? I honestly haven't done it in a while, but I know I've done it before. I just can't think of what I've regifted in the past. Maybe like a shirt. I'm thinking clothes or something.
Really? You regifted
like
clothes?
Something that was too big.
Here, I don't want these anywhere
after you
anymore.
Wore them?
No. I never wore them. It was just too big.
Okay.
Like wrong size.
Tag still on them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't
think there's anything wrong with that.
Can't re-gift it if you don't got the tag on it, right? Unless it's a free coffee, but besides the free coffee.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever re-gifted anything, to be honest.
I removed those tags before I gave it to you.
I usually just don't use it. I usually just throw it away or whatever.
The hoity-toity people in the world don't need to do those kind of things, Nick.
I feel bad, though, like when people give me stuff, and so I don't want to be like, you know what? Like, if I was thinking about this the other day, because I was when I went to the mall, I got there early. It doesn't open till 10, and I was there at like 9:45. but Dick's Sporting Goods was open. And so I was walking around looking just in the, I was in the jerseys and the t-shirts.
Imagine you exploring Dick's.
And I thought to myself, I was like, God, wouldn't it be the worst if someone got me a jersey for Christmas? Because I can't be like, you know what, bro? This is like, I don't wear jerseys. I would be like, oh, thanks. And then I would have to wear it around them.
No, you wouldn't. And you just would, say, I had it autographed.
It's a catch 22.
No, you, like,
you had it autographed.
If my mom or my dad or someone.
That's a good idea, Nick.
They got me a jersey, then I'd have to, like, if they got me a Texans jersey, I'd have to go wear the Texans jersey one day when if I was watching the game with them. Like, that, I would feel bad.
Make sure Nick and I don't see it, and you're going over to their house with a small crowd.
Oh, I would definitely never tell you, a-hole, that I did that. Are you kidding me? No way. Or on air. I would never hear the end of it. No.
Just say you got it autographed and you donated it to, like, a charity or
something. That's a good idea. I'm going to do that.
They can't get mad at you.
Hey, I appreciate the socks, Nanny, but I had them all autographed and I've donated them to charity. Yeah, what's, no.
Seriously, and we've been through this before, and again, I set myself up for this, but it's not, the re-gift, you can't re-gift, is like when I told you, like, my mom in college sent me a Dickie. The turtleneck without the shirt. I'm like, first of all, it'll never be used, and second of all, you can't do anything with it, but my mom would be deeply offended if I took it back. So, if it ever got cold, she went, I still got it. Yeah, it comes in handy. I don't know. I use it as a dust rag or something. That's how it comes in handy. But if it's like in a package and it's still like for instance, like if it was a coffee maker or if it was like the coffee, all, you know,
you re-gift coffee makers all day.
Yeah. And like, and even like if you get the, like one of those sets where you get the coffee with a mug.
Yeah.
Give things like, and it's still in the cellophane. Just give somebody else that's a big coffee drinker like that makes it at home.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you that all of the texts coming in that say that they don't trust comedians with sports shows, people who make lists, you guys are hilarious. And we didn't get 25 of the same text. So you're also very original. I just wanted to throw that out there. And the last on regifting, last text, someone regifted a Fleshlight.
Man, Mr. Goodrich has got to see too.
Why are you re-gifting that?
It didn't fit his tool belt.
I couldn't give that to anyone. Not because I would want to use it, but that would just be weird.
And by the way, Nick, Gabe on Twitter has just trumped you at Starbucks. His go-to is a venti mocha frappuccino with mocha drizzle.
Yeah, that sounds about 2 seconds longer than your drink.
When it's not raining, it's just drizzling. All right. Hey, the draft is tonight and tomorrow and Saturday, so we'll have plenty to talk about again when you join us each and every weekday like you will tomorrow, 1 to 4, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.